Lazare has the ball in. At the buzzer, he throws up a shot. It's good! And we're tied! 76-all, Lazare flew to the lane and lays it in.
Shades of Danny Ainge, Tyus Edney, UCLA. Lazare goes the full length in 3.2 seconds to lay it in right at the buzzer.
We're going double overtime.
This is why we do local sports. This is the greatest show in town.
Central Valley, it's time for the 940 ESPN Rye Show. The 940 ESPN Rye Show is brought to you by Bowman & Associates, Fashion Furniture, and Van Buren Insurance. And now, here are your hosts, Nick Papagni and Matt Johnson.
Welcome. We are live here at Fashion Furniture. It's the Pag Meter. It's Matty J. We're in our Tyvek suits, our gas masks, and our hands are in full 1 gallon of soap. So if you want to come down and hang out with us here at Fashion Furniture, you will not get the overrated coronavirus from us. Pag Meter, Matty J here at Fashion Furniture. We're going to talk. We have a huge show today. Matt, I'm fired up. I know you're fired up, and we'll probably won't agree to this, and I love it that way, but we're at Fashion Furniture, El Paso, Blackstone, River Park. The world is ending, but it's not ending here at Fashion Furniture, Matt.
No, sir, it is not. I'm alive and well, and I'm eating a slice of pizza. Yeah. I had to pick it out of the box with tongs. I did not touch with my fingers, and I'm eating it with a fork and knife.
So if you want to come down and hang out, we got some pizza today. Fashion Furniture, this place is on fire right now, getting you ready for springtime.
Yes, and I have my lemonade in a paper cup, which I'll be getting rid of as soon as I'm done.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I have no fingerprints anywhere, not in the restroom, nothing.
Well, hang out with us today. We're here until 2 o'clock. And also a reminder, Fresno State Baseball, apparently they're going to cancel the season. I don't know what's going on, but our show was scheduled for noon tomorrow because of Fresno State Baseball. We are going to stick at high noon tomorrow for the Zone Show. We don't want to move it again at 4 o'clock. So we're making note, tomorrow at noon will be the Zone Show just because it's already scheduled that way.
Yeah, it does make perfectly good sense. I don't know if the baseball season is over. It could be postponed for a while, correct?
Yeah.
Are we talking about season done? We're canceling all? No. What I don't understand is we can't seem to get everybody on the same page. One group is open, one group isn't, one game is still on, another game isn't. At least we know now that the NHL, Major League Baseball, NBA, and now the NFL talks even about the draft changing locations from Las Vegas is happening. So we do know that much, and it looks like the top contenders for the NCAA March Madness run for the championship have all backed out of the commitments to playing basketball.
So is school still going on?
School. Parlier is out. Other school districts are talking about it. My school is still in.
How convenient, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that a lot of money involved with schools? You got to keep kids in so everyone can get paid.
But scientifically speaking, at least the numbers we have coming in from China, less than 2% chance of anyone under the age of 18 is getting. This is an old person's virus, the COVID-19.
It's an old person virus with any kind of flu you're getting.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right? If you get a cold and you're elderly, there's a chance you could die.
Yeah.
Let me tell you now, and roll the tape for everyone out there listening. I want to make sure when it's November, when it's flu season, and we're watching Alabama play Auburn with 80,000 people, they're not going to cancel football season. Run the tape. I'm going to say it right now.
Yeah.
This is the most overrated virus in the history of our world. This is an overrated mainstream media made up to get the world scared because it's all political. If you don't believe me, 844-940-ESPN. I'm fired up today. I'm also fired up for Washington Union Baseball. They have fired a coach because the administration doesn't like how he subs and brings up players. We're going to talk about that today, too, Matt Johnson.
I did, and I saw that clip with Matt Garza at the town hall meeting, the school board and all that going on in Washington Union.
Oh, yeah.
Fascinating stuff. It's just, am I in the Twilight Zone right now? Is this really happening?
Unbelievable.
Every minute there's another team or somebody pulling out, not going to play the games. I get it. It's what they need to do if that's what makes them feel good about it. I get that. I do. I'm not going to go as violent as I was the last couple days. I thought kind of probably the way you're voicing your opinion on this whole COVID-19, the coronavirus. It's there. It's happening. It is a new strain, so it's a little bit more contagious than the typical flu because we have a flu shot now we've been given. As far as what the numbers indicate, we're not talking about anywhere near, which I've got some data pulled up from the World Health Organization, the WHO, that the flu kills many, 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 many more times. And as you said, I do believe in that. Yeah. What happens when the cold and flu season always seems to hit, and it's right around, as you said, about
October, November.
Well, October to December, it's like it's cold and flu season. I'm still out there with the football team. We're still drinking out of the same paper cup on the sideline Gatorade. The games are still on. The Super Bowl's still on. The national championship games are still on. This apparently is a world that I've now introduced myself to, which I am going to battle from the other side, the side most everyone is talking about right now, that there are precautions and things that need to be necessary because we can knock this out. You already are seeing in China that the numbers now are going back to a better way.
It you mean hit, where it started?
Well, no, the numbers are not as dramatic.
You mean where
as
it
bad.
Started?
Yeah.
Where, and they're going to blame apparently. Donald Trump for China's blunder, the communist people? Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, for those who have turned it into a political thing, is just the
grow up. That's all I'm going to say, grow up.
The hypocrisy of what goes on in that world. I get it.
Unbelievable.
But
I'm fired up, Matt. You
I know.
Can tell.
Well, I know you are, and you should be.
Well, we got it. Well, we mentioned Washington Union.
I think
somebody wants to talk about Washington Union. What? Well, who are we talking with? Caden, welcome to the Rye Show.
This is Caden Fusey.
Okay.
Yes, Caden.
Hi. I played for Washington Union myself, actually, and I played under Coach Garza. The problem is that you guys don't know half the stuff you're talking about. The reasons that you guys think this guy got fired are not true, and I really wish you would ask people around others that.
Well, Caden, let me ask you. Let me ask you a question. Last year, when you got tried to fight an assistant coach in front of the parents, do you think that was justified to get kicked off the team, or was the coach should have been wrong?
Let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you that didn't happen.
Okay.
I didn't assault the coach. Did
you threaten him to kick his butt in front of parents?
No.
Because you weren't starting after you got suspended for a week of baseball and you expected to come back and start after a week of not playing baseball? Tell me that's not true, Caden.
Well, look what happened when I was gone, my friend. Look what happened to that team.
Let me ask, is that true? You
Washington
expected
Union
to
beat
start
Kermit.
After
Washington
a week.
Union, Washington Union beat Kermit when I was there.
I don't
when
really
I was
care
back,
about
I was
that, Caden.
To play.
Caden, let me ask you. Did you get suspended last year for a week?
I did.
Did and when you come back, you expected to start right from the get-go for a week off of practice. You expected
now,
to
let
start,
me tell you this. Another kid that got suspended with me was the starting pitcher. Now, what do you have to say about that?
I think that's completely wrong. And who was the starting pitcher?
Well, it should have been all of us. It should have been all of us.
Who was the starting pitcher?
Zach Curtis.
Okay. What I'm saying is, how in the world can you get on a coach for him to justify you were off a week and then you threaten to beat up an assistant coach in front of parents? And you think you're
Please
right?
Tell me which coach and when that was. And if you can tell me that, I will back it up and I will have a reason for it. But that
All
is
right.
not true and that never happened.
Well, according to your coaching staff, it happened in front of a many. I've
you
got,
also listen to all the other shit that they tell you.
Please don't
hey,
cuss.
Caden,
thank you, Caden, for the call. He's done.
You cuss,
you're out.
Yeah, I wanted to say, now, coaches were removed from the team? Is that for the coach was fired? Is this what's happening right now?
Yeah.
So fill me in on the details of what
basically
we know.
What happened last year is some kids got suspended inappropriate things. He got suspended for a week.
Yeah.
The kids came back. I don't know anything about what he's talking about, the starting pitcher. Kids came back, and they were upset that they weren't starting. After a week off, they weren't at practice for a whole week. And I don't know how you are, Coach.
Yeah.
If someone misses a week, do you come back and start right away? I don't know how that works.
No, you got to rebuild the trust and get it back.
Yeah.
I get that.
Coach, players got upset with it, threatened the assistant coach in front of the right in front of the dugout.
Yeah.
And so he left, went to another school, finished his career.
Yeah.
So we will talk about this today because I you know, Matt
yeah.
I stick up for coaches, schools, administration, however I want to do it.
Yep.
And if I see a coach who's getting beat up by something, I'm gonna support him. And this is completely, I'm gonna say the administration at Washington Union blundered on this because they have some kids. And we'll talk about it today. I also want to talk about everything's being canceled today. Matt, it's gonna be a fired up show today. So like,
yes.
So this would have happened
yes.
to you.
Yes.
When you coached at Edison, when you had Mike Hansen, the administrator, mm-hmm. son Jake Hansen, play for you. If Jake yes. wasn't very good.
Yeah.
And you go, God, how am I going to get this guy in? We got Mike Hansen. But Jake was a superstar.
Yeah.
You didn't have a problem with that. Well, you got some administrators who kids might not be playing. Maybe they're not as good. They want playing time.
Yeah.
They don't like it. They get rid of the coach. I think that's wrong.
Certainly. If I always go from the standpoint of try our level best to – as what even this caller, Caden, which I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know the circumstances. But when the material comes in and players start feeling entitled that because they were this and then they have to leave, I don't care if it's for an injury. You just can't absorb yourself right in. It's a coach's. Play time is not a player's prerogative. Play time is on the coach. Whoever that coach might be has to decide that. But what I always hesitate to get into is figuring out the motivations completely. Because for every side that I hear on one end, because I've been doing this a long time, and then the other side's perception is completely different. I did see the town hall or the meeting that took place last night at Washington Union. It looked like Matt Garza, the outstanding alumni and pitcher, was advocating for the coach, correct? That this was not right. And the coach being his brother?
Yeah.
Yep, we're talking Mike Garza.
Younger brother.
Yeah, which I know.
By the way, Matt is a 12-year major league pitcher. Might have heard of major leagues. I mean, you can't get any higher. He's out coaching with his brother at Washington Union.
Yeah, and sometimes what happens is the young student athlete, for a variety of reasons, can't always blame the parents. You can't blame the system or what we've become in the world of athletics. But they seem a little bit like they're going to run the show, and the ship is driven through them. And if I'm a player and I'm a starter and – I come back and right away someone's got my spot. You just can't come waddling right back in and take that spot. But having said that, in all fairness to the young men like a Caden, I don't know the entire story. Certainly I don't know it as well as the parts that you know. This just hit me last night. But certainly something has upset the apple cart out at Washington Union. And, of course, today we're going to talk about that. And any other phone callers that want to call in could come in and chime in and give their opinion on what's happening.
All I'm asking, and I think this is all Washington Union and the Garzas are asking, why? Why was he fired? They don't give him an answer. He went to the school board last night, and you had a bunch of knuckleheads just looking at him. Do you want to bring it up now? We'll have to go do this at another time.
Yeah.
They just want to know what's the reason.
Yeah.
And no one has a reason.
Which is
we all know the reason, but we want to know the reason.
Which is certainly, in any way, shape, or form, I don't care if you're a volunteer, if you're the CEO of the entire operation, whether it be business, sports, or what have you, but when you do remove someone from that position, you at least have to give reasons why. Maybe you have write-ups. We've asked you repeatedly on paper, you have your signature, that you were doing this incorrectly. You still have not corrected that. Therefore, we have to let you go. There is protocol and procedure to remove somebody from a particular job.
Yeah, I think the final straw was this year is they brought up three freshmen who are really, really good players. Brought him up to the varsity.
Yeah.
Josh Lambardera, who's a scout for the Red Sox, went out and worked with him.
Yep.
And they asked him, what do you think? He goes, I don't know anything about your team, but that guy, he mentioned all three of them.
Yeah.
Are your best players.
Yeah.
So he goes, well, and Matt wanted to go, well, thank you. Thanks for letting me know that, because I didn't know. You know, I've been around baseball, you know, and I want to make sure my judgment is correct. Well, the board did not like it because some of the kids are on that team going, hey, taking away playing time.
Yeah.
Well, they have a new coach in right now who's a teacher on campus, doesn't coach, and those kids are immediately back down to freshman and JV baseball.
Yeah.
So immediately they got a new coach in, and you can call 844-940-ESPN. I'd love to hear from you. Also, I want to hear about all the games being canceled. The CIF State Championship basketball is canceled. I totally disagree with it. I know there's a lot of baseball and softball teams that can't travel out of your area. I totally disagree with canceling games. Matt, you were at Edison yesterday. How'd that work out?
We had a nice, brilliant track meet.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're feeling like, you know, like I said, it's just not a consistent message. But there wasn't a mass audience. I guess the concern would be if you're an, you know, in baseball, as you already know, around high schools are changing things. I guess if you're in an indoor setting in a mass audience for a convention, a concert, a basketball contest, i.e. the NBA, they're trying to be careful to make sure that they can at least control before it is a runaway pandemic. It's already pandemic status, meaning it's worldwide, but I don't necessarily think, and you brought it up earlier, that although this is not classic flu, it is a strain, which is the coronavirus, a strain. There's certain common colds that are coronavirus. It is something that we haven't seen yet, so there's an unknown. And it's striking, apparently, according to the World Health Organization, the containment or the contagious element of it is a little bit greater than what we know as the flu. But then again, we know what the flu is. We can take seasonal flu shots. But as far as deaths and numbers, I'd be more concerned about what we see every year in the flu epidemic that hits us every year than the numbers I'm seeing right now. But you don't know. I think that's the biggest thing. And then I think, of course, there is a media element where they've scared everybody straight. I've got a friend, a coach, who his job is helping stock the warehouse of walnuts and cashews that go off to Costco. And those Costco shelves are completely dry, and they can't keep up with the orders. And I did not know when you get flu-like symptoms, fever, cough, dry cough, maybe body aches, whatever, sniffles, sneezing, whatever it might be. I'm not a guy that says, honey, do we have any more cashews? Where's the walnuts? I didn't know walnuts and cashews was an element that I need to stockpile in case I'm home for a week when I'm sick. I think the hysteria has officially hit, and I don't think necessarily that media or people with ulterior motives have done us any justice, but I was with you a few days last night coming up with all kinds of great reasons. Didn't Michael Jordan play under what was supposed to be a flu bug? Well, everybody was playing against him, and he was straight into the flu against the Utah Jazz, by the way. What a weird deal that is, since Utah now has two players apparently that have contracted the virus. But they still played. Even though
and
now
everyone
we,
lived, huh?
Well, now we find out later that it might not have been the flu. He one rumor is he went out drinking too late, and the other one is he had food poisoning. Either way, they told us on TV, he's playing with the flu. Well, no one was like, well, we need to quarantine him.
But Matt, see what the media does. Yeah. You've been talking about how many years? That was 25 years ago, and you're still talking about that possible flu.
Yeah,
that's what the media can do to the world.
Exactly. So, the bottom line is, when the NFL now is talking about no more Vegas, no more draft, they might change location. We know the NBA is canceled. We know that March Madness, as we once knew it.
Major League Baseball has delayed it 2 weeks.
Well, Major League Baseball slowed it off. NHL, as I told you, gave it the kibosh right now. Everybody, nobody go. Every meaningful thing of note that you're seeing is happening, including high school. Clearly, this is really happening. I mean, this is not a made-up, fictitious story. There is a COVID-19. There's a coronavirus. It's out there. But I view that as if you're 80 years old, 75, and you have respiratory problems, if you have immune deficiencies, you might want to stay inside. However, if you're a guy of health and anything else, do what you always were told to do. If nothing else, at least they created the awareness that wash your hands repeatedly throughout the day.
Give you it haven't a good heard 20. That at all for
yeah.
2 weeks now.
Stop touching your eyeball, scratching your nose, and doing what you do. Be careful. I was dabbing people up without a handshake for the last 3 years. I do it now at the track meet last night, and everybody's, oh, you're worried about the virus, I see. Dude, I've been doing this for 3 years. We should have been doing this like this long ago.
Next, it's going to be feet to feet. Hey, how you doing? We'll kick each other in the foot. Yeah. We got a caller. Who is it, Gonzo? Julie, welcome. Julie, welcome. You are on the Rise Show. Hello.
Yes, Julie.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the Rise Show.
Hi, can you hear me?
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
What do you got for us? Washington Union?
You might want to turn your radio down in the back. Maybe you've got
It's a 10-second delay,
yes.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you'd like to hear yourself. I know. I've been there. I've done that. But when you step up to the next level, you have to.
I don't like my voice, so I don't like to hear myself.
Yeah, you have to turn it down.
Okay, Julie, what do we got?
Hi. I was just calling in about the Michael Garza incident.
Yes.
Okay. I had two sons that actually were in the baseball program. And this has just been going on for years. And, you know, I seen a post about what was brought up at the board. And I just wanted to, you know, be in support of Michael Garza. My son actually played with him last baseball season. And, you know, he seemed to be a fair coach and, you know, really good with, you know, these boys, you know. And like I said, I've been a parent that has been involved with the program. I have a son that will be 23 that played with Washington Union. And there was a really big incident with him when Coach Keener was the coach back when my son was playing and actually threatened my son by text. He accidentally texted my son and threatened to actually cause harm to him if he were to see him in the gymnasium. And this coach was only put on suspension for, I think, 2 games. You know, and we had these parents coming at us and didn't protect my son, but protected the coach.
Yes. Now, Julie, one thing, go back to that. Now, he sent an accidental text when it wasn't supposed to go to the kid, but he accidentally pressed send,
yes.
Or what do you? Yes.
Yeah, my son, which was back in 2000 and what year did he play? 2015. He
yes.
Played when Coach Keener was a coach, and my son at the time had sent him a text, you know, saying that he wasn't going to be able to make it to practice. And, you know, it was going back and forth with the text. But he accidentally sent my son the text. I guess he was sending it to someone else.
Okay, I got you. All right.
Tired of my son. And
sure.
That he was actually going to cause bodily harm to him if he saw him in the gymnasium because he was just fed up with him.
Yeah, that's a whole other case. So, that's bullying.
Yep. Well, your son, yeah, your two boys, but they've had on the Coach Mike Garza a good experience with Coach Garza.
It was only my younger son, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm bringing this up because of what happened in the past with the other coach, and now they want to fire Michael Garza for something that doesn't even seem to be as serious as what.
Yes.
And it was brought to the school's attention. We sat down with the coach. We sat down and let them know what had happened, and he was only suspended for 2 games. You know, so I'm bringing this to your guys' attention because of, you know, how this program is run there and how these coaches and these parents get away with, you know, the politics of ball and not letting these kids that are actually, you know, probably can go and play Major League Baseball, you know, and go to colleges, you know. They only make it fair for their kids there, you know. And,
yeah.
It's just been years and years of, you know, these parents getting to get away with, you know, so much of, you know, wanting their kids to be the top players, the kids to be, you know, the star of the team, you know, and these past coaches just getting away with so much stuff, you know, that it's not fair, you know, and now they want to fire Michael Garza, you know, for something that this coach didn't even do, what like Keener did, you know, and it's just ridiculous. So I just wanted to voice my opinion because my two sons gone through it with the coaches and being treated unfair, not able to play because they wanted, you know, their
favorites
to play.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it's just been, you know, really awful to be a part of that. and to have my boys have been a part of that and go through that, and the players that are actually coming up and having to go through this now. So.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for the call. That's fantastic. And I know there's a big petition going around, Matt, there,
yeah,
because
thank
they
you,
just want to know. They want to know answers. And I think the Bull school board is like, oh, we didn't see this one coming.
So
kind of like the Ed Maddox
okay,
thing.
So what you and maybe others are thinking on the side, and by the way, I know Coach Garza from my affiliation with Edison.
Yeah, you're coached at Edison.
Yeah, never saw anything that really shaped me other than what a great guy he was. But anyway. So what you're getting from the side of the Coach Garza, no one really knows. What we're thinking, what we are actually believing happened, is he wasn't playing the more favorite.
Well, I think it started, Matt. The final the final straw was he brought up three freshmen to take playing time away
from
somebody.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
He's bringing up a player to play that might be taking play time away from another player that might be connected in some way to more power in a school district or more power over a coach, and now that power is being exercised. Like, well, you did that, so we're going to get rid of you because we have the power to get rid of you. Is that what we're thinking?
Yeah, one thing I've learned is you do not want to mess with the administration and if they have kids on the team.
Yeah.
Because you're in a no-win situation. Because, let's be honest, Washington Union is not a baseball school. We don't know. When you think of Washington Union, you think of basketball, all the great state runs they had, Coach Q and all that. Those are the days. Football, this year, tremendous team. You know, baseball's not on the map.
Yeah.
You know, just not. And so I don't understand what people are thinking about out there. You want to build a program? You got Mike and Matt Garza, a major league pitching coach in the program, donating money to a beautiful program. I don't get it. I just want to know. I think I'm just like all the other people signing the petition. Why? What's the reason? Give me a reason. What happened? They have nothing.
Yeah, so. Interesting. But on the flip side of that, so we are very straight, I know that coaches, because I'm in the business, so I would know this, you don't own your coaching position. Now, you might own your teaching position. You might be someone a part of that union, if you will, that it's not easy just to get rid of that teaching position or that administrative position. But when it comes to the coach, that's a year to year. You're under no long-term contract. Well, you've got a 12-year deal. You owe me money now. There's not a lot of the Marty Martin situations where he got paid, basically, for being wrongfully terminated. That usually doesn't happen in the world of high school
coaches. Well, they're number one and number two on the PAG meter in Division 5, so that's not an issue.
Yeah.
They just want to know what's going on. They have built. They just played Bullard last week. They played Fresno High. They got a great, tremendous program. We're going to have Macy James on in a few minutes. We're going to squeeze her in. We got. That's how we roll here. It's going to be one of these shows where we're just going to be winging it because Matt, we got a lot on our plate.
Well, it's the take a few steps back.
Yeah.
Voice your opinion on not just this Washington Union thing. Of course, there's major news everywhere you go now. And that's not just national, regional. It's every sports talk show in America is talking about the closure of these national monuments. I mean, are we talking about, are we going to go to Augusta? Right now, golf has been
no fans.
No spectators at golf, the Players' Championship. They're not, this is happening everywhere now. That is the only reason why I took a step back from delivering this dialogue that I'd already set up, because I was in the camp when I heard a week ago the team, the number one seed in high school basketball, is not going to get a chance to play. We're talking Sheldon. They're not going to play. They canceled. What? I was – they can't be. It's a flu, basically. You got to go play the game. You're going to not be
if
careful.
If you get the flu, you go home, take a nap, you come back in 7 days, you're 100% fine.
Well, never 7 days for
it's
me.
It's okay, 10.
Yeah, but all right. That's what I'm thinking about. Now we've taken it to a level of – the financial picture is destroyed right now. The people are wondering about their 401ks because my stocks just dropped dramatically, and I'm getting closer and closer and closer. I'm far away, but it's closer now to retirement. And I'm thinking, what's going on? As you said, is the world ending? And it's amazing how a virus can spread, but also the misstatements. I just was watching Major League Network, and the pitcher for the – I won't give his name out, but talk about what kind of level of intellect he has – pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays is talking about, well, let me think about this, because I'm torn because, number one, you know, I lick my fingers, then I touch the baseball, and I throw the baseball to my catcher who catches it, and then he throws it back to me. And since this virus is airborne, I mean, who knows? We could catch it anywhere. He didn't even know. It's not airborne. It's just like you said, it's a flu. If you sneeze right now and don't cover your forearm over your sneeze, and those droplets hit me, specifically on my lips or anywhere near me, I'm good, fair chance you might be spreading that deal. How is that any different than the flu and the cold? Now, the difference is I find out now as I take a step back from that big storyline I was going to give, which you were still on, by the way, is that clearly there are some differences. One, this is brand new to us. This is not, oh, it's a seasonal flu and it's going to be heavy this year. Take your flu shots, everyone. No, this is a new deal. And it does seem to have, based on the experts, a greater sense of a growth pattern. So we're being very careful to slow things down. But I just don't understand. If that's what we're all doing, then shouldn't we all stay inside for about 14 days?
All I know is school's still going on. And I just feel bad for the people who have restaurants next to these sports arenas who make their life living.
There's just
trickles down.
It's no question.
But if you're the Pag Meter, what's I'm going to be? I'm going to be traveling. New York, you can go to New York for like $38. I'm going to be traveling everywhere at this great time to get out.
Yes.
Go out, enjoy the restaurants. Bring it on, coronavirus. Bring it to me.
And wash hands. Yeah. And don't French kiss the first guy you run into in New York City. That's pretty much my golden deal.
Coming up next, we're going to catch up with Macy James from the San Joaquin Memorial Panthers. Superstar juniors and no one even knows about. She's only maybe the top player in the section and no one knows about, Matt.
I know about her.
Yeah, I know you
might have heard of her.
We know about her,
yes.
But a lot of people, because she didn't play in Division One in the track, no one knows about her. Well, we're going to talk with her, come back, and also take your phone calls. Believe me, for all the negative for Washington Union, I've got 66 good ones right now supporting the Garzas. And if you want to call in after Macy, 844-940-ESPN. This is going to be a hot topic show on 940 ESPN.
We'll be right back. Don't turn that down.
The Rise Show is sponsored by Bowman & Associates, Colliers International, Fashion Furniture across from River Park, Emmanuel Schools, and Van Buren Insurance.
Welcome back. We are live right here at Fashion Furniture. It's the Pag Meter. It's Matty J. Fashion Furniture. There is nothing like it in California. And as Matt says, if you don't need it,
you can't get it.
Yeah.
That's not what I say.
No. If they don't have it.
If they don't have it. Thank you. Boy, you're just all backwards. As Matt would say, if back time saget is what?
You're like Will Ferrell.
That was a foreign language.
I threw it in there and you just didn't know what to do right there.
I knew what to do. I knew that wasn't right. You wanted me to respond to something like that.
Fashion Furniture is the best place.
Ron Burgundy.
Yeah. No, you were the Ron Burgundy moment right there.
You are Ron Burgundy, definitely. Dumb as a stump. This is awesome.
Hey, next door mattresses. Maybe your back's sore. Every morning you're going, I don't know what's going on. It could be the mattress, Matt. Go see Mike next door.
It typically is. Or you might have a few dogs. Like we have the big pit bull, and my wife has to have the dog sleep with us. And I'm thinking, is there any chance that the dog could get in your lane? Because the dog just gravitates into my lane, and I'd sleep on about 8 inches of bed.
Great point. And your knees are always scrunkled, and you can wake up with a bad knee because you can't stretch out.
Everything that you can imagine when you have dogs and you make that fatal mistake of allowing them to get into on top of your bed. I should have stopped that right away because that dog is a menace at night.
Well, I'm excited to meet. This is the central section. You're going to meet one of the great superstars in our section. Macy James is in the house from San Joaquin Memorial. Already got, three rings in a row, Macy?
Yeah, three rings.
Three straight rings. You're one of the best. Tell us about Macy and tell us who you are. I know you average almost 20 points a game. You win every game by 30 points. San Joaquin Memorial, Division II champs this year. Tell us about Macy.
It's nothing really special. Just go out there, play, do my thing.
Macy, this was like we're doing the Academy Awards, and he just asked you, so if you were a tree, what type of tree would you be?
I want to hear.
What kind of question was that?
I want to know. Is she a three-point shooter? She like to drive? Yeah. You're an inside player. You're an outside player.
There you go.
You play. You steal. You rebound. What don't you do for San Joaquin Memorial and Corey Fisher?
Do everything, just in, outside. Hit the jumper, everything.
So how do teams guard against you? Is it? I know it's probably a double team every play, maybe triple
most
team.
Most teams play a zone, so they box in one me.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't really faze me. I mean, just play.
When did it start, Macy, for you? You just kind of grew up thinking, I like the ball, feels good, I can, you know, go out in the front and dribble. I mean, when did it all start?
When I was a little kid, like, I just, my mom actually took me outside in the front,
yep,
front of basketball court. And
you had
set
a little hoop out front?
Yeah. And then she'd set up some cones.
Was it a standard or was it attached to the house?
Standard.
Standard. Okay, yeah. You got the good one. Yeah, I had one in the garage. You couldn't go baseline, really. You scrub yourself off on the garage door. Your mom and family got you a good hoop. Okay, so go ahead.
And then we just started practicing from there, left hand, right hand. And then she signed me up for little leagues.
Nice.
I actually played for Memorial Panthers in, like, third grade.
Okay.
Like a little league. And then just played ever since then. AAU, travel.
Talking with Macy James, a superstar junior here from San Joaquin Memorial. Champions again. You're going for your fourth ring next year. Looks like your coach wants to keep you in Division II, and I say all the time, what's it going to take to get Memorial in Division I? And I know J.D. Sales is in baseball and football, basketball. Coach Roz is in D1. I can't get Corey to play D1. What's going on over there? Would you want to play against the big teams?
I want to play against everyone. D1, that's, I definitely want to play against them. It's some more competition.
Are you telling your coach this at all? Because he wants he would go D3 if you let him. He wants to go play against Avenel and Fireball and those teams. He wants
Please.
To win 100-6.
Yeah, sure. Oh,
I'm all over Corey right now.
Oh, yeah, you're just.
Well, I mean, every game I get the final score, Memorial 90, and you know whoever they played is 15. That can't be fun for you, right? You play half a game and it's over.
Yeah, most like half a game, but, I mean, we still have to, I mean, that's like who we play, but definitely I want to play harder competition and it'll be make the games more fun.
Now, you're only a junior.
Yeah.
And with the risk of sounding cliche to this show, once again, we're very amazed. Forget the basketball prowess. You clearly, being at San Joaquin Memorial, college career-ready individual, mm-hmm. Give us some of your favorite subjects in school because you definitely speak very well. So I could see that you're obviously, your mom's got you doing everything right in the classroom.
Thank you. My favorite subjects in school are actually – I'm not a big fan of English. I love, like, math and science. I'm really into, like, science and, like, I'm taking anatomy this year. I'm really into,
wow,
like, the body and stuff,
yeah,
like that.
Have you dissected a frog or anything yet? Or?
Yes, I dissected a frog freshman year, actually.
And you didn't freak out. That was pretty fascinating.
No, yeah, I didn't freak out.
Yeah, you're for real. You're
so
for real.
So, Macy, Matt, is already being recruited by everybody. Give me some of the teams that are all over you.
UCLA, mostly the Pac-12, Ohio State, Oklahoma State, that's really about
it. And recruiting, as you go forth, you're probably already doing some unofficial visits.
Yeah.
You've got a visit coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's coming into town.
Mm-hmm.
Are you allowed? I know in football I took 6 visits, and they changed the rules as I got older, obviously. But are you going to take 4 visits, 6 visits? How many official visits are you allowed to
I
take?
I think you're allowed 5 official.
5?
Yeah,
okay.
5 official visits.
Yeah. And if you had to, without making any headway or any headlines in the wrong way, right now, as you sit here, if you had to take 5 visits, give us a little snapshot of what schools you think you'd have on your list.
My 5 would most likely be UCLA, Washington, Oregon State, SC, and I'll take the 5th one, probably to Fresno State.
Okay, so you're staying west. You.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
And
that's,
mom's happy about
yeah,
that, too.
Yeah, that's good to
she
know.
She has to do laundry. She doesn't have to go far, right? That's huge. Mom, can you come and get me? We need to go out, you know, just you
yep.
know, go far, you Ohio State or something. You're not going to see mom for a while,
mm-hmm.
except for FaceTime maybe, right?
Yeah.
Is there a certain brand of basketball, up-tempo, or you more like to slow things down, play a half-court type game? Or what's
I like to go fast and
yeah.
play
yeah.
up and down the court. Like,
okay.
Yeah, that's my up-tempo.
Any other sports? Are you just sticking only to basketball, or do you get involved in other things over at San Joaquin?
I used to play. I ran track last year.
Okay.
And I
good.
Did volleyball my freshman year.
Okay.
But this junior year and senior year, I'm most likely to stay all basketball.
Yeah.
And how about summertime? AAU, a lot of that?
Yeah.
And who do you play for there?
I play for Fresno Lady Heat.
I like it. So you're a junior. Next year, how's Memorial going to be next year? Even better?
Yeah, even better. We had 2 freshmen, so they should develop more, and I'll try to lead the team and get more than Valley, try to get a state ring.
So if you're listening out there, CIF, and this is my problem, okay? This is my issue, man. I've always said it. So let's say Corey calls and says, we want to be D1 next year. Great. Love to have you. Welcome aboard. The following year, they find out, well, we've got five St. Anthony kids coming in, and we're going to be back to St. Anthony's basketball. We want to go back to D2. They've got to be prepared to make that decision. If everyone leaves, okay, you're going back to D2. Make it a year-to-year decision. Matt, am I right or wrong on this?
No, I think you're absolutely right in the format, and I'm sure, Coach, you'll have him on next, would agree. Like we've advocated for how long now? Then the Sac Joaquin, we've had coaches up in that area of the region talk with us. Well, what we do in football and other sports, at the end of the regular season, we seed the tournament. And the teams that have had that spectacular year go into that bracket, the Division One or Open, if you will, whatever it might be. And we just seed it on down that way. The downside of that, which Jim Critchlow and our new commissioner, I'm sure, would agree with, is that now you get a spectacular San Joaquin Memorial team, a spectacular, let's say, Clovis West, Clovis North, and the other schools, Clovis High, and now you've basically eliminated one of those schools. And then we're talking football, because in basketball, lots of different schools get the tournament for state. Football, you don't win your section. Bye-bye. See you later. Good year. 12-1? Yeah, you lost to Central. You're out. So now, at least the way they do it in football, it allows more teams to get an opportunity. But in basketball, Macy would have an opportunity to go toe-to-toe with someone in Cellon Arena. Win, lose, or draw, you still have an automatic state bid, which gives you the right to go get seated in the state tournament, different than maybe you were seated in our local tournament.
Well, and I think they would have been in the open, but Buchanan beat them in regular season. That nullified it all because they went head-to-head. You would have went in the open division.
We actually beat Buchanan.
Well, so you lost to Clovis then. You lost to one of them. So that nullified. They're thinking, okay, they played one. They're 1-1 in the track. They'll probably get slaughtered in the track if they played. Stick them in the CMAC, and they'll beat everybody by 65 points. You're in that middle. I don't know if you're good enough to play in the track, and you're way too good to play everyone else. I think you got to play against the D1 next year.
Yeah.
But if Jim Critchlow and that staff is listening, they need to be able to go back. But I don't want to get, we got them now. We got them with Division One. Hanford Bullpups. They shouldn't be playing in D1. They've been there for 10 years because Tom Parrish had a dominating years, and they're getting penalized for 10 years ago. Come on, makes no sense to me.
Well, and the same thing happened in cross country with our McFarland USA team. They were killing everyone and hanging banners and making great stories for everyone to watch. And then they said, okay, now it's time to move them up to D1 against the Buchanans and the Madera South powerhouse teams they had in cross country. Same idea. But I'm happy that you brought up really quick the first thing came. No, we didn't lose that. She knows exactly who they beat and who they lost to. And you threw up Buchanan. I saw her eyes like, what? No, he did not lose to Buchanan. Let's make that very clear. And, oh, by the way, you're not slotted in the CMAC. I'm in the CMAC. Mm-hmm. That's your league. You can't – hey, Mr. Critchlow, can you get us out of our league too? We see that doesn't work, Nick. Happen like that, yeah.
Well, let's bring up Coach right now, Corey.
Macy, congratulations. We're going to track you. You're only a junior.
Yes,
you're
one of the greats. We're going to have you back this year because she's great in a student athlete in the classroom as well. She's just a great superstar that no one knows about. We're gonna get more and more Macy on as the year goes. I want to know about her summer football basketball program throughout the year. Corey Fisher, congratulations. First year at Memorial, D2 champs.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Had a pretty good team to coach. Makes it more enjoyable when you coach talented kids that are good kids.
It really, thanks for bringing that up, because the measure of a coach, and obviously Corey is right at the top of the food chain, you get a team that has the ability, you got to go get it, and you got it. You know, it's when you have a team that has ability and you fall short, you got to start questioning, oh, boy, I don't know how much, well, I coached that team or not.
I agree.
You get the talent, and then Corey brought it home into the finish line. Tell us about this first year and just getting into the new position and all that. Give us a little sense of the curve that you went through.
I would say it was a major, major learning curve. I would call it culture shock both directions. I think for them and for myself, I had to get to know the girls, which was a process in and of itself. And then I had to get to know San Joaquin Memorial and the process there, private education. I've never done that before.
Right.
Luckily, I have, you know, great leadership on the group, and I think that when you have great players, you can not overcoach, and then they do the work. And I think when you start overcoaching, that's when bad things happen. So I just kind of got to know them, and I don't think I yelled at them until the Valley Championship was actually the first time I yelled at them all season long, in what I would consider yelling.
And great coaches, they bring this sense of personal responsibility in developing their excellence. I mean, you get a lot of that. Like, wow, they're already – I'm coming in the gym and they're already working. A lot of self-motivated individuals, you have to after them a lot to get them cranked up.
You know, that's an interesting question. I think that they – I think that as a group, especially, you know, Macy, they respect basketball at the highest of levels.
Yes.
But I think that the culture of what they've had go on at San Joaquin Memorial, it's been a little too easy for them to have success there. And I think that in our gym, there's not an appreciation for the opportunity every day because they're so used to being so good. And, it's like, you know, they're really good. And they play 11 months a year. You know, they're good players. Macy trains all the time, hours a day. So getting them to revere our gym at a higher esteem, that's the goal.
Well, Macy James just says she wants to play against Nikki Tom and Clovis West. How are we going to make this happen?
Well, I think that we would probably have to send out that letter to is it Ryan Toss is going to be our new boss, I believe, right?
Yeah.
That says we're looking to play D1. But regardless of that, I think that we set the off the non-league schedule, and I would love to play every track school. Absolutely. I think we would actually be doing the Valley a disservice if we did not play against Clovis West and Clovis North, even at a venue like Fresno City College,
yep.
You know, a bigger venue that allows more people to see the game and enjoy two of the best teams in the area. Because really, if everyone develops the way that they could with our leadership, we'll be okay.
Corey, on the open division, did you even get a phone call, or did you already say no? We want to stay in D2 or what?
No, if they would have called me, I would have lobbied all day long. We only took 4 losses all year long with our entire roster, so we had a lot of growth and development as the season went along. I think the 2 losses you touched on, one of them is the Clovis loss, and I think the other one is the Sierra Pacific loss, which by all means, great team. Yeah. Amy does a great job. You know, they do a great job over there. Victor helping her out does a great job, and that's not a bad loss for us, but I think it costs us the open division.
Good. Well,
yeah.
Corey, thanks for coming in today. Macy James, thanks for coming in, everybody. And I want to say real fast, I mentioned about Josh Lamandera from the Red Sox. Labby was just watching. He wasn't coaching or anything. I want to make sure, don't get mad at me out there.
Yeah.
He was just out watching baseball and just mentioned, so it's not a big deal.
Well, if you have a guy like Labby at your practice who knows the baseball, he knows, been around what he's been around,
he goes
and you
all
don't
over.
And you don't just listen to what he's talking about, then you're doing your entire program a disservice.
And by the way, he's everywhere, so he's just not at what he's all over the valley, all over wherever
he's pretty
he goes.
Good.
So I want to make sure, so no one get mad like, oh, is he coaching? No, he was just out watching. So we're going to come back. We got a lot of phone calls. Washington Union, Panthers, The virus, we got a lot of phone calls coming up. We're listening to The Rice Show, 940 ESPN.
The Valley's local sports leader. We'll be back.
Here comes Chazare, has the ball in. At the buzzer, he throws up a shot. It's good! Sure. And we're tied! 76-all, Chazare flew through the lane and lays it in.
Shades of Danny Ainge, Tyus Edney, UCLA. Chazare goes the full length in 3.2 seconds to lay it in right at the buzzer.
We're going double overtime.
This is why we do local sports. This is the greatest show in town.
Central Valley, it's time for the 940 ESPN Rye Show. The 940 ESPN Rye Show is brought to you by Bowman & Associates, Fashion Furniture, and Van Buren Insurance. And now, here are your hosts, Nick Papagni and Matt Johnson.
Welcome back. We are live here at Fashion Furniture. There's no virus in here because we got our Tyvek suits on, Matt. You look good in it. But are you talking okay with the gas mask on?
Stop. You know what? Get the virus. I'll come visit you.
And bring it. Bring it on. I'm going to be flying around the country for $12.
Hey, this just came in, by the way. Fresno Unified has now officially canceled all spring activities, sports, until April.
Absolutely.
About April 15th, probably about the time we come back from spring break.
This is absolutely turned into a quagmire. This, and I'm, Mark, and I'm hoping you guys are filming and taping this show. When November comes around, I'm going to say it now. This is the most overrated virus, sniffle of the cold, maybe a sore throat ever. Now, if you're elderly, stay home if you don't feel well. If you're 26 years old, go live your life.
Okay, time out. If you're elderly, just listen to what you just said.
If you're,
stay home if you don't feel well. What, so I can die in my house? I need to go see the doctor.
Well, that's
how
I'm
about
not
that
saying
idea?
You're not going to go out and watch.
If you, don't
the tournament.
Yes,
that's all I'm saying.
Don't go to the Bellagio UFC fight.
Yes.
Or whatever's the next latest big MGM Grand thing coming up. Stay home.
I'm telling you, if this the mainstream media wants to take you out, this is bigger than any Tony Soprano mafia thing.
It's a big one.
It's a big one. And they are working right. They're so happy right now. It's turned political.
Anytime
stock
market drops 3,000 some points, that's unheard
down.
Of.
And I feel bad for the small business people, because some of the people who have Kathy, for one, but if you have a restaurant next to Staples Center and you live your life on people coming in, you're going to be hurting. So
not good.
Yeah, not good. And people realize if Matt goes over there and gets 60 cases of toilet paper at Costco and I don't have any, he's got to worry about me giving him the flu. You didn't think that one through, did you? Because a lot of people won't have the toilet paper or the paper towels to clean their hands on.
Well, the number one thing is, like I said, it's created a great awareness, which we all should be aware of. Yeah. Number one, I think the ancient art form that started back before I was ever alive of handshake. I think the new handshake is the dabber. I mean, who handshakes anymore?
Or foot to foot. You kick each other. Hey, what up?
Yeah. Right? Or the forearm bash.
No.
Go back to Canseco McGuire.
You know why it doesn't work? Because your mouths almost still got to kiss each other, because you got to reach in. That is not
all right. Yeah, long arm dabber. Yeah, that's it.
Dabber. Get the dabber going, or, that's a way.
And, by the way, how many places have you been to? We talked about this before this ever hit the world, if you will, about why you go into public restrooms and everything that you need, you have to touch to get it.
Yeah.
I can't elbow the slider to get my paper towel out.
How about this, though? You do the right thing. You put your hand underneath. They give you that 1 ounce of little soap. You got to do it six times to get some, and then you get the 12 ounces of water. You get it all done. You wipe your hands, and you got to pull the door open to leave.
You got to pull some sticky, grimy lever.
Who came up with that idea?
100 people have touched during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it defeats the purpose.
Completely.
Yeah. So we're at Fashion Furniture. Come on down. This is a great place to hang out. We have here at our beautiful studios. We're in River Park. There's nothing like it in California. The best furniture store. You can still get your house ready. Come on over. We've been talking Washington Union, and this place is growing, blowing up. I have messages after messages after messages, but we got to call her, Jamie. Jamie, you are on the Rise Show. Welcome.
Hi. I'm actually a parent of a senior from Washington Union who does play on the senior varsity team. And I think a lot of it is going towards Garza and how he's justified in starting these freshmen. I'm not speaking on him as a person. I believe that he's a great person, but as a coach, I don't think that he's had all of the answers. He's caused a clear division amongst the team, where he's saying he's going to ride with his freshmen regardless of what happens. Now, you're talking about the showcase that recently happened in Clovis, where Washington Union got killed at both games. You heard, but also they played Bullard and Buchanan. So
Bullard and Buchanan, they played Division I schools against a Division V school. That's okay. That's expected.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
And exactly. But what's not expected is when your children come back from that game and they're ripped a new one, and the seniors were placed primarily at fault based on that game. They were told that they were the fault of the loss, which wasn't the case. There was freshmen also that made mistakes. And they were also told that they were going to be made to run while the freshmen were not going to be. So there's a clear division of what's going on. I get, family has done a lot for the community, but just because they have done so much doesn't mean that they're in the right.
Right. You know, as a parent, one, bless you for just supporting your children and the sport that they chose, and just being a part. At least you're being active and involved. I get that in your voice. And as a coach myself, sometimes it's so difficult because play time is not negotiable in any program I've ever been a part of.
Right, and
I'll tell you this, though, on not that I'm trying to pick sides, but in the real world of real talk, I do feel a little something for, let's say, a junior or senior, because I've had outstanding freshmen in another job that I was at where it's time for them to play, but those seniors have invested 3-4 years into a program, and to see a ninth grader come in and not maybe get just play time, but get, you know, the starting nod and then play the whole game while I'm sitting around after all the time I've invested, it is a tough one for a coach. Every coach wants to put the best player on the field, but some.
And that's not my issue. My thing is when the freshman. Okay, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I understand that because it's difficult. And as a parent, I'm not accusing anyone, you especially, that you're upset that this player played over this player. But the dynamic in the locker room, and I coach a lot of juniors and seniors, and I've coached a lot of freshmen and sophomores, it does create a natural division. When you've come up, if to say I grew up with 4 years of baseball with, let's say, Nick Papagni, my radio host here, and then in our senior year together, I have to sit the bench while a freshman takes my job, Nick's not going to be happy because his best friend, me, is not playing. It just creates – it's a tough deal. I just would hope that they would sit down and talk to Coach Garza, and maybe – I don't know if this happened or not, and really get a clear understanding of we might want to work on this a little bit, but I don't think it rises to the standard of let's get rid of the coach unless stuff that I don't know of was going on. Maybe he was brought in by the athletic director and the administration. Let's really review what we're doing here because we're getting bad, bad vibes from – your players or whoever it might be on this idea.
And I think actually that was the case.
Yeah.
I think he was talked to.
So, okay. Yes.
Like I said, my thing is, like I said, there's these, you're writing for your freshmen, which is fine. I mean, I get it. The freshmen are skilled. I'm not going to give them anything. You know, I have to give them credit where credit's due. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is when you take one freshman and you're placing them in a position where they're making errors after errors, and instead of them pulling them, you place them to another position, and then they're making more errors. And then instead of pulling them in the same game, you place them at another position. So you're placing them at three separate positions at three different points in the game instead of pulling them when they've made consecutive errors. That's my thing. And that's just because you want to ride with this freshman? I mean, how, in a coach's mind, how does that make sense?
Well, Jamie, thank you so much for the call. I, you know, that's a coach's decision, and that's why he's there for. Let's go to Janet. Janet, welcome. You are on the rise.
Hi.
Hello, Janet.
Hi. I'm calling in just because listening to everything, I've had kids play college ball, and I've had kids take my kids' positions in high school and in college. But it is the atmosphere around that. It is the coaches. It is the assistant coaches that make that atmosphere good for the kids to understand it, to understand that, okay, when I get my time, not to say you're going to ride or die with these people. You have to be able to say you have an opportunity. I believe in you when that time comes, and here is your opportunity to do it. I think there's just a just this maybe some growth and some learning that has to be done.
Yeah. Well said.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The big thing is, in the only circumstance, I can only operate on experience, and I certainly cannot say anything about this situation, nor do I believe that my partner, Nick Papagni, can say too much until he's there and he's in it day to day. The main thing is this. If freshmen are playing, and this is just my opinion, not anyone else's opinion, my opinion. If freshmen are playing, then they both better bat 600, not make any errors, and they better be standing out so far that everyone on that baseball team, including fans and parents and coaches, could realize it's a no-brainer. If it's not that clear-cut, then you better be a master of massaging egos, because to have a young ninth grader play in front of a junior or senior and they're not the next coming of Barry Bonds, I would have a real hard time as a player accepting that in the level of varsity sport. I don't know about the baseball game, but in a varsity sport, that freshman has to demonstrate that they're so clear-cut above everyone else that they're above approach. Now, if someone's making errors or doing mistakes, and then they get another opportunity at another position, then another position. Meanwhile, the kid that's sitting over there that's maybe not as good, but he's close, is sitting over there riding the pine. I can see where you've got a dynamic on the team that's going to be very divisive. That's my entire point.
Right. I've been around programs where the parents are bickering, their kids aren't playing, and no matter how good they are, they're not going to win. When you are all in as a team, as a community, as players, as parents, as coaches, you can hear the parents, you can understand the parents, you can hear the kids, you can understand the kids. That's when you're going to have a winning team.
Sure. Well said.
Yeah. Janet, and what I think on the other side of it, I think you have the Garzas trying to build a baseball program. Washington Union, they ran the old coach out pretty much the same reason. I think they're trying to build a baseball program. And this is not easy, and that's why they're playing the Bullards of the world, the Fresno Highs of the world. I think they want to say, this is what real baseball looks like. Or we can stay in Division Five, and we can go 18-10 and play against teams who aren't very good, maybe overall. Or do you want to build this program to be maybe Fresno High someday or a Bullard High School someday? It's possible. I'm telling you, Liberty Madera Rancho's proved they can win in Division Five. Minarets proved they beat Clovis North last year. The number one team in all of my PAG meter rankings, they beat Clovis North last year. It is possible, but it takes a unit, and it's going to take time. And I think baseball at Washington Union is just not on the radar, and these parents are just going crazy because they don't get what's going to take at the next level to build a baseball program. That's my two cents worth.
Oh, yes, I agree. The thing with that is everything comes with it. Including the parents, including the community, including the board, including your boss. It all comes with it. And it's all, you have to do it together. The minute you divide the community, you divide it, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, I do know all the top programs that we're talking about, they have a State of the Union address at the beginning of the year with all the parents coming in. And this is how it's going to be done. If you have problems with playing time, you come to me. I don't want to hear from mommy and daddy. This is what I think maybe didn't happen at Washington Union. If you want to have playing time, coach, what do I need to do to get better to play? You don't go back and backstab. You don't do this. You don't do that. Right. And I think it's going to take time. Janet, great call. Thank you so much for hanging in with us today. 844-940-ESPN. There's a lot of positives. There's negatives on the side. And you notice these parents, they're not used to having discipline out there in the baseball field.
There you go.
If I'm a coach and I think that kid's better than that kid, I don't care if they're eighth grade or third grade. I'm going to play the better player. If I think I can win with him, do you think I'm going to? You've said it many times.
I have questioned with parents.
Do you think I want to lose on Friday night?
I agree with that. But you're not sitting there right now. No, I'm going to tell you. In answering to Janet, the caller that just was in, she hit upon some very vital elements. I'm not talking about – you and I are old school. It's not the same world we live in today. You're not just coaching the kids. Those parents, you work for the parent. Right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm not saying you have to coddle to the parents' wishes. Why isn't my son batting a three in the lineup? No, I'm not saying that. But you still have to find to have a cohesive family unit to build a program. There are elements outside of just who's doing what on the baseball field. And we don't know if the kids that were playing behind the young kids, are they showing up to practice on time? We're not talking about are their grades right? There's so many variables that you don't know. Or maybe you do, you're not telling me. You can't make a blanket statement. Nobody can. About what's right or wrong. Janet's call, I thought, was very well thought of, and she was right to the point. She's not disagreeing with a lot of what we just said or what you just said. She's also saying, though, there's more than just putting someone on the field to go bat, hit, run, or catch. There's more to it. Maybe you're missing something else. Maybe you're not. But there's something more to this that we're not getting. Why are that many people that upset? Simply because a freshman's playing over their kid?
Yep, that's pretty much it.
Or was it maybe not described or communicated correctly of why we're going to play this kid? You just throw that kid out there? Because the parent obviously just said, He's now playing pitcher. He can't pitch. He's going to too many errors at shortstop. Let's move him to first base. No, that doesn't work out. Let's put him in right field.
What you're talking about, that is a coaching question, and hopefully we'll get Mike and Matt to call
in
soon.
That's the only way we can answer this is Mike and then the accusers, whoever they are, might be. Let's hear what they have to say, too.
We have another caller.
Yes, please.
Who do we got? Welcome to the Rice Show.
Fred Frankum.
Hey, Fred.
Welcome to the Rice Show.
How's it going, guys?
Well, we're hanging in there.
Not to change the subject here, but I want to talk a little CIF right now.
Yes.
I agree with your guys, both of your opinions. First of all, I'm a guy who's very sick, kidney disease, in the kidney. My immune system is susceptible to a lot of stuff. But yes. I refuse to live my life in fear. I don't know why all these sports programs are stopping over something that hasn't really been proven yet. We've all been through these other viruses, the mad cow disease, the West Nile virus, SARS. Nothing has affected us like everybody thinks this is going to affect us. But the main point is, I feel so bad for all the seniors, for every team that earned their right to play in Sacramento for a state title, and now it's being taken away over a what if.
Yeah.
Fred, so true. You got Ben Jurosik and Lindy Henderson, just to name a few, at Bakersfield Christian are going for something I've never heard of, a chance to win a state in football and basketball, and they're not going to get a chance. Makes me sick.
Yeah, and here in Hanford, our Sierra Pacific fans are bummed because we have two of the best players probably in Central Section history, and Celeste Lewis and Alana Roberts. They would like to go for 2 for 3. You know, two of the last 3 years, and now they're being taken away, this chance.
Yeah.
And I understand there's so much involved, money-wise and everything, but at the very least, I think the CIF should award co-championships to both schools who made it to that level and reward them for their efforts through the season and the playoffs.
I believe they will. Yep.
But it's just so sad for us. We all had plans to go and travel, support our schools, support Sierra Pacific, and now it's just heartbreaking.
Fred, I am sick to my stomach as well, and we're going to find out, and I'm going on record, this will be the most overrated illness we've ever had, ever, and we're going to look back and go, wow, look at us. We scared the community for nothing.
Well, Fred, you brought up something. Fred, you brought up a lot of the different levels of pandemic-type stuff. SARS, number one. I don't remember us ever shutting down sporting events everywhere when SARS was hitting, when the latest flu strain came out. I don't remember anyone talking about abandoning and shutting down. I just don't know how it got to this point.
We all know
why. Where immediately,
are you kidding?
It's just snowballed into this deal where I just heard Fresno Unified now is cutting out all spring until past April 15th, I guess. So here's the part that really gets me concerned. Are they telling us the truth? Is someone holding out that we don't know really what's going on? This is you ever wonder why certain people have all these conspiracy theories? But there's a lot of ammunition out there to believe in these conspiracy theories when forever in my lifetime, thousands upon thousands upon thousands and millions upon millions of people are contracting the flu every year. It's every year it hits us. How many died? 20,000, 28,000, 65,000 is the high number. Every year, we're talking death. And all of a sudden over this, the whole world must shut down. Am I getting the whole story? I don't even know.
And here's my final thought on this. One day people are rioting in China. The next day, all of a sudden, things shut down as a virus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great. We're blaming our president. We're not blaming China where it all started. Fred, great call. Exactly. Thanks for listening. Thanks for Rice being a great show that we have. Let's go to Mary. Mary, you are on the Rice Show. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Mary. What do you think?
I'm calling about the Washington Union issue, not the pandemic issue.
Okay.
Yes.
We have coached for multiple years, and watching this situation unfold has been horrible. I think that many people do not know the whole story, nor have they watched kids that have been on the field, and it's very disheartening to watch coaches not he may have been in baseball for a long time. There's a lot of pieces of the game he doesn't know.
Hmm. Like, what does he not know?
I'm a firm believer, you put the best nine on the field.
Right.
And that is not how it's been. And I'm not talking about in a situation where you're 10 runs ahead. I'm talking about when, you know, you go out on the field and you're ready to play.
Yeah.
And people that were strong in a position, favorites were played. And I'm not talking the freshman issue either. We have some good freshmen on that team. I'm just talking about the entire situation and how kids were treated and not treated fairly by the coaches.
Yeah.
And those, all those pieces, and it's going to be the lenses that you're looking at the situation with. But looking at it and watching it for multiple years now, and also Coach Keener that was released,
yeah.
He was not run out. He was a great coach and great for kids.
Well, what did he voluntarily resign? What do you mean he wasn't? Was he let go, or how did that happen?
I don't know the inner workings. I believe that.
Well, you said coach he wasn't run out. He was either let go or he just resigned. He didn't want to do it anymore. Yeah, he was let go.
He was pushed out.
That's what I said.
But he wasn't pushed out by the community. The kids and the students and the parents liked him.
Okay.
So the board
didn't like him? Is that what you're saying? The board members?
I don't know if it was the board. I'm not sitting in closed session to be able to tell you what personnel they like or they don't like. But he was a great coach, and he was great for kids.
Let me say this, though, on behalf of the administrators and the school district and the people that bring and remove coaches and hire coaches, and I've had to learn this, and sometimes it's hard for me to say this, but they run the show. I don't own my football coaching job. I own a job in the district, and that's separate from my coaching, and if they feel that they don't like the way I wear my slacks on Friday night, they can get rid of me. I'm not in any kind of contract that allows me to tell, well, you owe me 10 years more now. It's a year to year.
But, Matt, we're bringing that up. The reason why, we just want to know why he was fired, and no one will say.
Well, I think I could pretty much figure it out, gathering from the parents.
Can you tell them?
I would hope they talked to him.
They haven't talked to him.
Yeah, if they didn't talk to him, that's shame on them. But right now, and I don't mean to interrupt you, the caller, it's a great call, by the way. You're right on the money. Seem to know what you're talking about. Perfect. It's just that we're getting ourselves involved, and now it's high school sports. These are student athletes.
But
now,
that's
the games
what people
are
forgetting. And everybody believes their kid is going to be on a 4-year ride somewhere and play pro ball.
Right.
And how many do? Not many. But teaching kids on the field to be good adults and the responsibilities in life, that's your primary job. You know, you're going to teach them the game, and good ball players are going to be good ball players, and you're going to have mediocre players that can rise, but they're never going to be the cream of the crop.
Mary, you are on your game. Yeah. Great call. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary.
Let's go to Chris. Chris in Hanford. Welcome. You're on the Rise Show.
Hi, Nick. It's Chris from Hanford here.
Hey, Chris.
Oh. Hey, Chris.
How you doing, Matt?
Excellent. Hey, thank you.
First of all, I'm wanting to just kind of thinking there if West Hills can do their playoff with the JCs on video, why couldn't CIF have that done with the Boys and Girls High School, whether they do it at Golden One or somewhere else? At least it'd be on video and
absolutely,
no spectators.
Yes,
and,
Chris,
you know,
Chris, and I think what happens is everyone just gets so nervous, so panicked because everyone else is doing it, and they all follow the Joneses, and it was a disastrous decision by the CIF.
Chris, thanks for bringing that, because here's the thing. The highest life form, let's use basketball, is the NBA, mm-hmm. the National Basketball Association. They made their statement. Fair enough, that's their business. But, you know, the teams are still going to the gym and practicing. They said, now practice is still open. So how is that any different than a bunch of kids with no one in the fan, no spectators? cameras are rolling so we can videotape, and the kids play a game of basketball. Yeah. You're absolutely 100% correct, Chris.
Chris, we need to bring up that common sense.
You know, just a small scale.
Yes.
You know
Chris,
what I mean?
Thank you. Thank you so much for the call, Chris. We got to bring back common sense. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan.
Thanks.
Welcome to the Rice Show. Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the Rice Show.
Yeah, I'm just calling about Mike Gardner and Washington.
Yeah, it's a hot subject right now.
Yeah, so right now, what you guys are basically getting are just the parents' point of views and, like, their views on Mike Gardner and past coaches.
Yes.
So I was like, so I was a former player last year with Mike Gardner, and when I came in, like, Mike, he's, like, he's a role model for us players. Like, the parent, like, she said he wasn't, like, we need a role model, and Mike was a role model. He came in. He came in with to the Washington program, like, with passion and a heart for the game, man. And he told us from the very beginning, I don't care, like, what you played last year, what position you were, or, like, who you are. You got to fight for your spot, and your spot is earned on this team. And that goes for, like, every sport. That's, like, every single sport.
Yes.
But that, like, and that just, like, gave me, like a sort of fire. And because I stopped playing, like, my sophomore and junior year because of the previous coach, Keener.
Yes.
Like, he was, like, what, like, not those parents, what, like, they're saying. Like, he's not a role model. He's like.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, great call.
No, I get that. It's good to hear from the players.
But see, that's you're either going to love a coach or hate a coach. Let's go to Danny. Danny, you are on the Rice Show.
This is the biggest show ever, by the way. Ever.
Hey, guys, what you were talking about, and us that work for school districts, like coaches are called at-will employees.
Yes, and there you go.
You're right. You're right for wearing the wrong – hey, they don't like the way I tie my shoes. They can find a way to get rid of you because either you win – to keep your job or you're not there. So, but yeah, we're called at will employees and they're protected. So unless you do a fantastic job.
Well, now I'm going to say, I'm guessing you're probably in the coaching business or you've coached, correct? You know what's happening.
Correct.
Have you ever had a situation where you're torn because on one end you've got parents or administrators or someone that seem to be really, you know, bent out of shape on whatever you're doing right or wrong. And now you've got a group, it sounds like, I haven't heard any others, but we've had a few players call in where they felt like, what are you talking about? This guy's great. Have you had that kind of divide on a team before, Coach?
Oh, all the time. You know, I try to get the parents and the players together and say, hey, you want to win or you want to have fun? And they all say they want to win, then you've got to afford me the ability to put the best product out on the field. And a lot of people, you know this, kids are, hey, I'm good. I don't need to practice. Well, not practicing automatically takes you out for me. Because, you know, nothing's a given, and you got to play as hard. If Johnny's out there, he's not the same quality, but he shows up every time, he's going to get playing time. And then you've got, you know, that problem. We're not putting the best, you know, team on the field. And it's the way the world goes around. You guys know.
Yep. Yeah. Well, one last thing, Nick. I have great respect for all of the coaches out there, whatever sport. And I happen to know Mike Garza, not well as good as probably the Pag Meter, but like I said, with my affiliation at Edison and knowing the baseball world that we ran in with Cliff Rold and all the guys, I know Mike Garza. And if I'm Mike Garza, I'm sitting there with him right now. I know what he stands for, and I know it's all positive. Why would you want to coach there? Mike, go get another gig. Matt Garza, go follow too. Are you kidding me now?
They're both ex-Washington.
I understand that. But if I have, I don't care if I love the place I'm at. But, you know, the real world is we don't only just work for our players. There's family and parents that you have to deal with. It's just part of the game today.
Well, I think Danny said it perfectly. There's some kids maybe work their tails off, and the other kids think, well, you know, my hitting coach, Mr. Barry, thinks I'm a great hitter, and I'm not going to listen to anyone else. And this is the reason why I got problems with hitting anymore. But that's an old other story, Danny. But I think everyone's in these kids' ears.
Yeah.
And some kids work harder than others. And you're right. I'm going to play a kid who works harder than the other prima donna kid in a heartbeat.
Yeah, and there are places and jobs, which I've had several in all facets, where life doesn't have to be that way. I'm currently in that situation. So I always strive to find one where you can lay it out on the line, be fair to the parents and the players, give them the standard, and you stick with it. And I'm not winning many games at all, and I've been able to at least stave off some of this kind of nonsense that we're hearing on this call. So there's a fit for somewhere for somebody, and maybe that's not the right fit.
Correct.
Thanks.
But Danny, before I let you go, I think all he wants is just why. Okay, if you don't, you know, I didn't tie my shoes like you said. Was that the reason? Just give him an idea why he was fired instead of hearing from parents and school board members, you know, rumors here and there. Just say, what's the deal? I want to hear it from you. Why? So, Danny, thank you so much for the call. We got who? Matt?
Hey, thank you.
Matt Garza.
We got Matt Garza on the line. Matt, you've been hearing this story. You've been hearing what's going on. You are a 12-year major league pitcher, and all of a sudden you don't know how to coach. So, Matt, welcome in.
Hey, that's nothing new. I've experienced that out there all the time. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm doing. And how the heck did I play 12 years?
And, Matt, before we go on, I want to make sure I get it right about Coach Josh, who
– I'll explain.
You know, I'll
clear it up for everybody.
Okay.
He didn't go out there as a scout. He didn't go out there as anything, just a baseball head.
Okay, I want to say, though, Josh and I – let him talk. I just want to say, though, I want to get it out before he – I'm going to let him talk for – but Josh – is one of the best guys we have in our central section and helping. He loves helping kids, helping baseball kids, and I love that about him. We've had our differences, but I think we're over it now because he's my good friend. So, Josh, keep up the great work helping central section baseball. Matt Garza on the line. I want to get that out.
So, Matt, what's up? You had a couple questions.
Well, okay, I know you were at the school board last night, and I want to know, and I don't think you got the answers, why was your brother let go? Have you got any answers yet?
Well, no, we haven't received any answers. We were told that the meeting last night was just so they can take notes, reconvene, and, you know, make decisions based off that. They never gave us a rescheduling date, a date when they plan on meeting, anything of the sort. The meeting was cut short because there's video out there. I tried to stay away from them. I said, don't, whatever. But there's video out there, and they cut the meeting short because some tempers got heated, and that was the best thing at the moment. It's cut the meeting short, everybody cool off, and reconvene for another day.
Well, Matt, since they're reconvening, meaning they're doing more research, so Mike's not gone yet.
I don't know what they had. They didn't let us know anything. They still haven't informed anybody. We just want to seek an answer. What did he do wrong?
Yes.
I listened to the parents calling in. I don't know which parents which or which not. I don't care. You know, I understand nobody's going to be happy here.
Right.
Nobody's going to be happy. But I know from being out there and being with these kids and doing the work with them this summer and fall and last season as well, the season and the summer and the fall before that, there are kids who are working their butt off. There are kids who aren't as good as others. And as you know as a coach, you can't play all 18 or 20 kids at one time. Right. Agreed or disagreed?
Right. Agreed.
And on a varsity team, Coach Matt, on a varsity team, what are you trying to do? Bring pride and win the championship for your school? Or are you just, hey, we're just here to hang out, fellas?
Right.
Is that what you taught at your program? I don't think so, because you were a great coach.
Yeah, no.
You taught to claw and scratch and fight and compete for a win no matter what it took. Because you know as a coach, it takes every player on that bench. All 18, all 20, you're only as strong as your weakest link. Agree or disagree?
Totally agree.
So me and my brother, we didn't focus on one person, three people, eight people. To be honest with you, I was hardest on the freshmen because I knew they had to be ready for this.
Yeah.
I knew this is all the stuff that was coming to them. Okay? I knew a lot of this stuff. And my brother voiced it to me. I said, just give them a shot. They've been out here like everybody else. And they went out there and performed. I said, kids get shots and they don't perform well. And then we give them other shots. A mother calls in about we move players around the
field because we're trying to find players where they can be successful at. We want every kid to feel like they have a shot to move on to the next level. We want to develop these kids not only to play baseball, but to learn that once you work hard and you devote yourself and become passionate at something, it doesn't have to be baseball. Anything in life. Anything is possible if you just work hard. Work hard and let your passion drive you.
So, Matt, let me ask you,
because that's the lessons my brother's teaching out there, man. And I don't. Yeah. I'm not here to, you know, call anybody out, but I'm just here to defend us. Like, this isn't – people are calling bad mouth. That comes with the territory. You and I both know. I played major league. Nobody liked me pitching. My home team liked me, and the visiting team hated me everywhere you went.
Yeah.
So this isn't new to me. But for another coach to come on and say this and that, and you know what it takes, you know the highest level, you don't deal with the crap like that.
Hey,
so I don't
Matt
understand
Garza.
Why you would call into question. Matt, I don't understand why you call into question me.
Yeah.
You would call into question my – you just said you know my brother not too well, but well enough to know this, that nothing like this sounds like him.
But Matt, listen, I'm not questioning any of it. I'm opening up answers and opening up doors to people.
I understand that.
Opening
I'm
up doors
to
people
you.
To see. And when I deal with my co-host here, Nick Papagni, I'm glad you called, because I kind of like to know the whole story. As I said in the beginning, there's always two sides. You're always going to have disgruntled parents. You're absolutely right. You're going to have things that happen. And when someone's calling out that some kid was a freshman and he didn't too many errors at this position, then he moved to the next position, then he moved to the next position. And some parents' perception is that no one else is getting another shot. It's just all about protecting the freshman. I want to hear that from you guys, from the coaches. I want to hear what's really going on.
Coach, you can go to Game Tracker, Game Center, where they put high school sports stats on there.
Yeah.
And you can see why we have to move people around.
Right.
They probably lead the section in errors, in infield errors, in fielding errors. We're not saying these kids are great. We're saying they're good and they have potential to be good. And we know with hard work and continue working, we're going to have these players where they need to be come April, May.
Right.
We know that. We see that because they're there every day. The four coaches that are there every day, and I get there 2-3 times a week whenever I can, because I have 6 kids on my own with my wife, and we are involved highly in sports. Very active in travel clubs, everything. The only thing I coach there, though, is T-ball and rookie league. Why? Because it's fun. But so instead of spending time with my kids, I go out there and donate my time to those kids. And I enforce the same stuff my brother enforces. You work hard, you earn your stripes, and we're going to all have a great time. That's it.
Matt, let me ask you. We're talking with Matt Garza, former major league pitcher, helping out at Washington Union with his brother, Mike, who was let go for we don't know why yet. But, you know, I don't think the parents fully understand. You're trying to build a baseball program. I have you at the number one or number two team in Division Five because you're playing a Division One or Division Two / schedule. They look at like, why are we playing Bullard and getting beat? You're trying to let them see what real baseball looks like. You're building a culture out there. But parents who've never been in a baseball program have no idea. They all care about,
so these
you know,
parents,
we went out.
So I want to stop you on that and just go to the Division I games that they played against Clovis Crosstown. The reason why they were upset, the coaching staff was upset, is because these kids, they could have held those games a lot closer. They're good. They are really good. They're a good group of kids, a great group of people. Okay, but they got stage fright. They didn't compete. They went out there and walked 22 guys and gave up 6 hits. And that's not gonna work against a D1 school. And we knew that. And we wanted them to see that. But then when they played Fresno High 2 days later, after we brought their attention, woke them up and said, hey, you guys are good. You guys can do stuff, put stamps on the wall, win sections, combat for a state. You're good. You need to believe it. I wouldn't be out here telling them this if I didn't believe it. last year's team, I came and helped my brother. I said, dude, we need a lot of help. Why? Because when he took over, they had 8 kids wanting to play baseball. 8 kids at what used to be a baseball-rich program. I said, 8 kids last year. This year, they had close to 50 tryouts. Or 40. An extreme number compared to last year's tryout attendance. And you tell me that you tell me that he's not doing a good job. If he was doing such a bad job, why did it jump that high? Mind you, Washington Union only gets a certain amount of kids enrolling every year because it's a small community. So you tell me what happened, what he did, or what went wrong that he got that many people to come out and try out. That's why there's a lot of disgruntled people, because everybody came. Everybody sees that there's an opportunity for them. One of the kids called in and said that they didn't get these shots. They stopped playing sophomore and junior because this was what they were told. They already were told the lineups.
Matt, let me go into something that I'm sure you know, and that is with your brother, Mike. Now, what's his relationship with the athletic director? Why are we not talking about, is there a relationship? Why do these things come
we
as a
play
surprise?
For these
That's
guys.
My big. Yeah,
no, we really, played for these guys.
Yeah,
we played for Jeff. We played for the athletic director. We played for the superintendent. The superintendent was my head coach. He was a great friend of mine.
And they're not communicating with you.
How's that possible? I'm a religious man, and he'll remain a friend of mine. This was just. You know, whatever decisions they make, but there should have been a relationship.
Right.
But the whole time, I don't know where their wires got crossed, but the whole time it was, we need this done. And it wasn't anything labor intensive. It was, we need certain people in certain spots.
Yeah.
Certain people playing at certain positions.
Okay. And so now they're writing the starting lineup. You're saying the coaching staff's not. They're being told that you got to make this guy play.
I'm just saying they're being very adamant on who should be where.
Well, there you go. Well, see, now we're getting to the bottom of this thing, and it goes back to play time.
I don't know, but you can't run a program like that as a coach.
No.
Anywhere. It's too hard to get these kids to understand that you're in charge, but when some of them know, it's coming from Ty. We'll do whatever we want.
Right.
And it's hard as a person who came from that area to see it happening like that. And the reason why we go back there is because our family lives there, man.
Yeah.
I go to church there every Sunday. We do my family's big out there in terms of they do a lot of stuff with their time that helps that community. We're very involved in our church out there.
Yeah, it's old school.
I donate to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes out there every year to get kids an opportunity to go on a camp every year to go experience a sport they want to try or a sport they want to get better in.
Yeah.
So the reason why we go out there and do the things we do is because we're proud of our home and we want to make it proud like we are. And it's only out of love. And you're right, Matt, that my brother should just leave. My brother should just bounce. But you know what? My brother's a bigger man than me.
Yeah.
My brother will go back if they let him back and help these kids. Me? I would cut relationships now and say, you know what? I don't need this. But my brother's a bigger man than me. And that's the reason why I'm backing him, because he's doing the right thing. He'll go back there and support those kids and fight for those kids again and wear it again and keep doing it for the next kid. Keep doing it for the next kid. Because all he's about and all my brother loves to do is just help kids. He's a special ed teacher out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no complaints from his classrooms.
Yeah.
But you got, like you said, you're going to have parents, and we know we're going to deal with it. We dealt with it last year. And I walked him through a bunch. I helped him get through a bunch of stuff last year off the field dealing with these guys. The pressure he was mounted against from everybody around him.
Well, Matt,
I'm a believer. Guns, bro. Stick with your guns.
Yeah, I read you loud and clear. So well said, Matt. and we're getting a clearer picture of this situation.
Listen, I never wanted anything to get like this.
Yeah.
I felt the same way you felt, where this should have been handled away from everything and just a reason. All we asked for was a reason, a viable reason for termination. That's it. But we weren't given one. And if it's because he didn't listen to who you wanted in the lineup or who should be behind the plate where certain people are pitching, then you know what? Fire me for that, because I'm not going to allow you to coach my team when I'm out here sweating everything off with these kids in the weight rooms in 100-degree summers, not getting paid for it, mind you. My brother did it out of his own good heart.
Yeah.
Went out there and put together a summer league, put together a weight training program for these kids, and nothing. And my brother's just a teacher raising three kids in elementary school. So why are they going to come after this?
Keep us updated. We got a hard break coming up. We got to wrap up the show, but we will be in touch tomorrow. We don't know if we're going to be on at noon or 4, but I'd love to have you on tomorrow as well. Maybe we might have more information tomorrow about the Washington.
I just came on to clarify and give you guys the answers you wanted.
And I'm glad you did. Yeah.
And for you guys to stop trying to dictate and put out what type of person my brother is. If you want to talk about me, that's fine. Yeah, you guys saw me on the mound for 12 years. You know the type of person I am. But my brother's a great man. He's a lot better man than me.
I love Mikey.
Like I said, he's there for the kids, and he's there to help these kids not be better ball players only, but be better people. Thanks for your time, guys.
Okay. Matt Garza. Thank you, Matt. By the way, before we go, Matt, you know, he pitched for the Twins, Tampa Bay, the Chicago Cubs, Rangers, Brewers. He was through a no-hitter July 26, 2010, working with high school kids out of Washington Union.
That's why I'm in this position I'm in right here, sitting here like, what the heck's going on?
I get it.
Yeah. I get a lot better now.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody that demonstrates that kind of passion, that's the kind of information. This is why you should have set up a meeting before we start squabbling on about this deal. And now we know it's obviously a big deal. We've never had this kind of activity
on the phone lines.
I know. I saw it. I saw what? I saw the town hall meeting, the board, and that didn't tell me much. That was a very eloquent speech, and everything was given in, but no one from that side of the chairs spoke up and said anything.
Yeah.
I kind of get the picture now. There are disgruntled people in life that like to call the shots. And when the shots aren't being called the way they think,
they
think they have more power, that my kid can play over this kid, it's the oldest, longest-running travesty of trying to help young kids. Is that there's always going to be some over the top. And I will go public right now before we get off the air. Bravo to the Garza family for what they've attempted to do and are continually doing, Mike is at least, of staying in the fight. Hats go off to them. That's the only way I can describe it. I don't like getting half-baked news and trying to report on it. We've got a little bit more now. It's not all on the table, but we've heard from some parents. We've heard from players. We haven't heard from administration. But shame on them if they did not have a clear-cut communication understanding of what is going to be the next step if this kid does not play. And I agree with Matt Garza. If you tell me what kid I have to play and I don't want to have that in my plan for him playing, goodbye, see you later.
Yeah. Well, coming up is Tony D, and of course CG will have all the latest with the just as breaking NCAA tournament canceled. Fresno Unified canceled all activities till April 13th. Major League Baseball postponed 2 weeks for the opening day. It just goes on and on. It's still overrated, and I'm going to go on record that I said it. Thank you to Macy James for hanging out today and all the great callers talking about Washington Union. I'll have more tomorrow on the Zone Show. Thank you, Matt. Great job today, and all our crew over here. To Gonzo as well, working their phones today. Tony D coming up next on 940 ESPN, the Valley's local sports leader.
Get in the game.